Hello, everybody. Look at my African American.
Yes, sir. As promised, welcome back to my Morning Breath Podcast with your dog, DJ K Nice, the radio killer. This is episode, episode 23. All right. And we are live from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, coming at you. As always, be sure to follow at the Low B Podcast, the original podcast. Make sure you follow at Make It Pop Pod, at My Morning Breath Pod. Make sure you follow me at DJ K Nice with a Y, and follow my co-host on the Last of a Dying Breed Podcast, DJ Step One. Make sure you check out episode 80. That's available for your listening pleasure on Spotify, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, all of that good shit. All you got to do is Google the Last of a Dying Breed Podcast, and that will be popping up for you. If this is your first time coming to my Morning Breath Podcast, this is the only podcast giving you shit you should know and shit you should care about. We do some world news. We do some current news. We find out what's trending on Twitter, and we also find out what is trending on Reddit. So without further ado, now that we got all of the pleasantries out the way, let's go ahead and get on with the shits. A bit of a slow news day, but still some things going on in the world, so you know we got to go ahead and touch on them. So let's go ahead and get into some world news off top. And the Kurds, if you know anything about the situation going on with Syria versus Turkey, and Turkey actually invading Syria, well, the Kurds say that Turkey is already violating that hours-old ceasefire that was allegedly, and I'm using allegedly very loosely, brokered by Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Now, the thing that's very, very interesting about this ceasefire, and I'm using finger quotes, is that the president of Turkey says, nah, it's not really a ceasefire, it's more of a pause fire, and we're going to see what the United States does in the next 5 days. Now, what he says specifically is, if America can keep its promise at the end of the 120 hours, the issue of a safe zone will be resolved. But if this promise is not fulfilled, and this is what's disturbing about it, we will continue with the operation with greater resolve than where we left off the minute after 120 hours has ended. You know, Donald Trump is acting like everything that's happening over in Syria in regards to the Turkish invasion was all according to plan. All right. He's saying sometimes you got to let them fight it out so that they can figure it out. The people in Congress have differing opinions on it, and they're saying that this was not what he initially set out to do, and he's pretty much just winging it when it comes to foreign policy. You be the judge on that one right there. Let's take it on over to Afghanistan, where the headline reads, dozens killed in mosque explosion during Friday prayers. At least 62 people were killed in an explosion during Friday prayers in a mosque in Nag-Nahar, Afghanistan, according to a regional spokesperson. Now, why is this going on? Well, they're saying violence in the country has increased ahead of the presidential election last month. The United Nations said in a report on Thursday that Afghanistan violence against civilians has reached extreme levels in the third quarter of 2019, reflecting a spike of conflicts between rival political party supporters. Always something crazy going on over in Afghanistan. Let's go on down to Mexico and imagine this: a criminal having so many goons and so much juice that after the Mexican National Guard actually apprehended him, they had to let him go to make peace. Who am I talking about? El Chapo's son, El Raton. The article says heavily armed gunmen went on a shooting rampage through the city of Culiacan. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. The capital of Sinaloa State on Mexico's Pacific coast, battling security forces after authorities attempted to arrest a son of imprisoned drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. They said the gunfire from what appeared to be sniper rifles and truck-mounted machine guns sent residents of the western city scrambling for cover. Basically, the National Guard identified a building that they knew El Chapo's son would be in. They stormed the building, and when they actually apprehended him, they were surrounded themselves, so they had to retreat, and they actually had to let El Chapo's son go. But even after letting them go, El Chapo's goons decided to send a message and pretty much spray up the whole town. Crazy story right there. they got a situation on their hands when it comes to the Chapos. I don't know if you remember all of the things that transpired with his dad, but they are a slippery bunch of criminals with a whole lot of juice. We'll keep an eye on that situation right there. Let's go ahead and get into some current news. Let's go on over to Chicago, where the teacher strike has stretched into the second day, and 300,000 Chicago school children are out of class for the second day in a row. And you know what the teachers want? They want smaller class sizes and they want more money, okay? They're citing the story of one of these teacher aides who says he makes less than $30,000 a year. And in an effort to make ends meet, he's had to pick up an extra job at Walmart or food for less. It all depends because of my salary. He says, but I have a family of four that I have to provide for. I think it's totally unfair that our teachers in America are not paid a livable wage. They actually should be paid more than most jobs we can think of because the children are indeed the future. Remember in the last episode where I was talking about selfie deaths and how India actually led the pack in selfie deaths? Well, this lady wasn't from India, but in an effort to get the best selfie, this woman stood on the railing of a cruise ship. Now, I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise ship, but that's far up, okay? And if you fall over, they're gonna keep on rolling, more than likely. The story says a woman was removed from a cruise ship and banned for life by the cruise company after she climbed onto her room's balcony railing to pose for a dangerous photo shoot over the ocean. The incident happened on board the Royal Caribbean ship Allure, and basically what happened, there was a gentleman by the name of Peter Blosick. He saw the lady actually climbing onto the railing. He got a little bit spooked because he thought maybe she was planning to jump. So he alerted the authorities on the ship, and they went ahead and tracked this woman down. And when they docked in Falmouth, Jamaica, they actually kicked her off of the boat and banned her for life. Must suck to not be able to go on any more cruises. Here's a recall you're going to want to know about. Johnson & Johnson is recalling baby powder due to asbestos concerns. Now, they're basically saying it's a very low asbestos level that could be in the bottles, but they're voluntarily recalling 33,000 bottles. It only affects one lot of the baby powder, and they say the asbestos levels that were found were no greater than 0.00002%, but I don't know about that because I don't want any asbestos in anything. But if you know, this is coming on the heels of a whole lot of different warnings when it comes to talcum powder and baby powder. I would definitely tell everyone to exercise caution when using these type of products on yourself, but especially on your babies. And that is pretty much what is going on the current news side of things back at home, all right? As I'm sure you know, they are moving forward with impeaching Trump's ass, and I am tired of talking about that guy, so let's go ahead and see what is going on Twitter. Yes, what is trending on Twitter and what is trending on Reddit and Twitter? I got two words for you. Pastor Wilson. Yes, if you go into Twitter search bar and just type in Pastor Wilson, you will see a pastor getting a little bit intimate with what they call one of his disciples. I guess as long as he's not married or anything like that, I guess there's nothing really wrong with that. And it's not a little child. It's definitely a grown woman. But go ahead and check out Pastor Wilson. On to what is trending on Reddit right now. On Ask Reddit right now, what is something most people need to hear but no one has the guts to tell people? All right, top comment says, high school was a long time ago. We haven't aged well. In fact, we look like our parents, and I don't remember you. I feel the latter part, all right? Sorry, but I have to go, or sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm slowly learning to say sorry for keeping you. Turn it around on them, and they'll have no idea what to do. Works every time. Also on what is something most people need to hear but no one has the guts to tell people? Some people aren't fit to be parents. And last but certainly not least, stop fishing for compliments. It's annoying. Yo, this has been my Morning Breath podcast. Hopefully you have a great weekend. As always, please like, comment, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend all about everything we got going on The Load Network. Make sure you follow me at DJ K Nice with the Y at The Load B Podcast. All right. Do remember, the Morning Breath Podcast is brought to you by Gumbo Meats Potluck. The day before Thanksgiving, yes, on the biggest drinking night of the year, two of the biggest parties the city has ever seen will be in one venue on two floors. So make sure you get those tickets right now at gumbomeatspotluck.eventbrite.com. We also got some exclusive merch up there as well. So go ahead and get to that. My Morning Breath Podcast, I'm about to get out of here and enjoy my weekend. And hopefully we got more news on Tuesday, but no news sometimes is good news. My Morning Breath Podcast, I'm out this thing. Have a great weekend, y'all. Everybody.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Look at him. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. Thank you.